The other big challenge during the time before Christ's second coming is to take the Lord and his gospel to other people. That's also part of Isaiah's message. For from Zion, where the temple in Jerusalem was, for from Zion shall go forth instruction and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. The church, that is the movement that embraces all of Christ's disciples as it moves through history in union with its Lord, is the new Jerusalem, the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Our church has many dimensions, its institutions, its social outreach to those in need, its sacramental system, its opportunities for spiritual growth in prayer and through communion with one another. But our fundamental mission is to obey Christ's command, given as he was about to ascend to heaven. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to carry out everything I have commanded you. Paul preached the gospel, making many converts. He would have been an enemy of the church. He was changed around by God and became a great, great preacher of God's word. And as we heard in the second reading, he taught the disciples, new and old, to carry out everything the Lord Jesus had commanded them. Well, Paul's up in heaven enjoying his reward, okay? Now it's our turn to bring Christ to others, lest their fate be that of the people of Noah's day who were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away.